Okay, Mark Donfried, director of the Institute for Cultural Diplomacy. I agree. I think the theme is very important. And, of course, the issue of unity of faiths or intercultural dialogue is not necessarily new. Now, there's a lot of interfaith initiatives. For us, what was very exciting this week was to look at the field of cultural diplomacy and how it actually can interconnect with interfaith dialogue. Because for cultural diplomacy, religion has been absent for years. And actually, maybe even forever, you could say. I mean, cultural diplomacy initially is about trying to find easy things that we have in common. Music, the arts, academic exchange, etc. And for a long time, religion was taboo. It was looked upon as a problem. It was looked upon as something that causes problems or that escalates problems. So that was what we were trying to explore here, and I think it was quite unique to see how actually faith and religion could serve to strengthen relationships as opposed to actually damaging relationships, as very often is perceived in the media. So that was really what I thought was quite unique this week, and I really benefited from the fact that we had a very international mix of speakers from different religions, different countries, different generations, and I think that diversity helped us to really gain some new insights on a relatively new theme, this connection of cultural diplomacy and religion. And I think it's only just the beginning now. So I think what was clear from this conference is the tremendous potential there is, but also the tremendous responsibility in the sense really there's a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of research, teaching, and also programs. I think we've seen, especially now here in Rome, with the new papacy, with Pope Francis, a new potential. And I think there's really a humility that we see with the Catholic Church now, which I think is catchy. And I think that allows for discussions to take place that maybe couldn't take place 5 years, 10 years ago. So I think the potential is interesting, especially here from the point of view of Rome. And I agree with you. And I think the fact that actually politicians are talking about this is very important. It's not just religious leaders, who, of course, will talk about the wonderful possession. But even there, too, for a long time in Christianity, Judaism, or Islam, that was also exceptional. Very often you would have a religious leader and their religion was the way, and that was it. So I think it's also important to have the religious leaders here talking about how for them they would like to also work with the other faiths. That's still relatively innovative. But I agree with the politicians as well as civil society, and our goal is to try to connect all three, the civil society with the public sector as well as then the religious leaders. So I think that mixture can probably be the most sustainable in the end. Of course, I mean, I think this is a theme that we are only beginning right now. So I would very much like to continue this theme really around the world, in Northern Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia. And I think if really we move to very different geographic locations, it will bring different audiences and also different speakers. And I think that's the key. And then the final step of this all is to take it beyond the theory. In the sense here, we had many high-level speakers, former presidents, religious leaders, etc., which is great. But eventually, to really make this work, we've got to touch the citizens. When we can really reach the high school teachers, the nurses, the firefighters, then it gets interesting. Then I think we can really have an impact. So I think really we want to amplify this in terms of the breadth, but also intensify it to really go deeper into society and really engage the citizens in such a dialogue. So those are some of our long-term goals for this field of religion and cultural diplomacy. We are ready. We would be very, very honored to work with you. As you know, we have been following your work and think very highly of it. The reputation, I think, exceeds Turkey by far in the United States and Europe. So in that sense, of course, it would be an honor for us. And if there are ways in which we can also assist or support the work that you're doing most happily.
And so as you, congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you.